Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like to put my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, how is that? What? How does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, January the 2nd, 2016. This is NG. Glad you joined us in the new year. Of course, I'm joined each and every show by the capable, and he's funny. It's GG. Happy New Year, G.
Happy New Year. What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, let's get some business out of the way. You can reach us here in the studio at 619-393-6728. You can listen on your phone. You hit the one button, that gets you into our lobby, and hopefully you get on the show, which is what we want you to do. We're also in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. I'm in the chat room, so come on in and let us know your opinions and comments in there. All right, G, so Happy New Year. It's another year, 2016, G.
Happy New Year there to you, too, bro, and hopefully everybody has a great, great New Year. You know, lots of health and for us, a lot of wealth. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
we want a lot of wealth.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
Happy New Year.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Frank, today, it's Happy New Year, so Happy New Year to you, Frank, and all our loyal listeners. Yeah, brother.
Happy New Year to Frank also. Well, before we get going, of course, we have lost a few people while we were away. One was Doug Atkins. He was a defensive lineman, a Hall of Fame defensive lineman. Also, and he's in the College Hall of Fame. He passed away while we were away. Wayne Rogers, actor, Trapper John, played in MASH alongside Alan Alda. He also passed away while we were away. And everybody knows, I think everybody knows this music.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that wicked man with the ball.
He'll have himself a ball.
Thank you.
course, that's the music to Sweet Georgia Brown, which is the theme song to the Harlem Globetrotters. And we lost Mellow Lark and Lemon, one of the famous Harlem Globetrotters, passed away while we were away. Also, Dave Henderson. He played for the he played for a few teams, but he's most known for in 1986 when Boston was down to their last out, last strike to the California Angels. The year that they met the Mets in the World Series in '86, he hit the famous home run in the ninth inning to tie the game up. And the Angels had a shot to win it in the bottom of the ninth, but they had a man on third, I believe, who went out, but didn't get the run home. And he also scored the winning run in the extra innings on a sack fly. So Dave Henderson passed away at the age of 57. And, of course, we also lost. Let's go to our correspondent to tell you who we also lost.
Natalie Cole has died. Her family says the singer died Thursday night in Los Angeles due to complications from ongoing health issues. She was 65. Cole has battled drug problems and hepatitis that forced her to undergo a kidney transplant in 2009. Cole was inspired by her father, the late Nat King Cole, and auditioned to sing with him when she was just 11 years old. Her 1991 album, Unforgettable, with Love, featured reworked versions of her father's songs and a duet with his recorded version of Unforgettable. The album won 6 Grammys. A statement from her family says Cole will remain unforgettable in the hearts of her loved ones. Alicia Rancilio, The Associated Press.
Well, thanks, Alicia, on that thing on Natalie Cole. Natalie Cole, of course, as you see there, was the daughter of the famous Nat King Cole, and she passes away at the age of 65. So our condolences go out to the Rogers family, Atkins, Henderson's, Natalie Cole, and Mellow Lark Lemon from the 2G show.
Yeah, I think Natalie Cole was supposed to be playing down here in Naples, I think, sometime in the spring. She was scheduled to be down here in the southwest Florida area. So, okay. All right, brother, a lot to cover here. Let's move along quick. A lot of sports to cover. Since we've been on the air, I think you have been consistent. You've been one of the most vocal, passionate people that I know. And you're always ahead of the curve with this. With a lot of these athletes who commit or alleged to commit, sometimes they're never even convicted because people don't come forward or whatever the case might be. These sports guys, college pros who commit these crimes, hideous crimes, drunk driving, domestic violence against women, rape. Yeah, I think about the guy Winston, Tampa Bay, you couldn't stand it. He getting away with all this crap. Ray Rice. Then we had this Greg Hardy. He was never convicted, but he was allegedly, beat up his girlfriend. Pictures did come out eventually on that one. You're all over this, which rightly so. You couldn't stand Dallas Cowboys with Jerry Jones taking in Hardy. So now I want to see your take, brother. Just now, you're one of your teams. We had this Chapman guy. He's a relief pitcher, great pitcher, 100 mile an hour, 101 miles an hour fastball. He's got this guy. All-star. Cincinnati was going to trade him, but then this thing came out that he allegedly choked his girlfriend. He pushed her in the garage. He admits he shot his gun off 6 times in the garage. So he wasn't arrested. Yankees made a big trade, which I think is a great trade on talent-wise. They really gave up really nothing to get this guy. So I want your take on it, brother. You've been one of the most vocal, passionate people about these teams, getting these guys on this team. They shouldn't be in the league. Again, allegedly, Greg Hardy was never charged, even though his pictures came out. So let's get the GG take. Now the Yankees have got this Chapman guy.
Okay, first of all, let me say that Greg Hardy was charged by a court in North Carolina. He was convicted of the crime, and in there, he's allowed to appeal. On the appeal, the woman never showed up, so they had to drop the case. Greg Hardy was accused of that crime. Ray Rice was shown on video. Okay, Ray Rice was on video, so you can't dispute that. Okay? Jameson Winston okay, was accused allegedly of rape, and it was botched by the Florida Department of whatever you want to call them, police department, and the school police, who did not investigate it right away. And they kind of hit him because if you read an article in the New York Times, they kind of throw that under the rug. Now, Chapman, if he's accused of what he did, then he should be suspended by the league, and the Yankees did a bad mistake, if he gets accused. I don't know the story yet of what happened, because he wasn't arrested. But if he does get arrested for this crime, then it's a bad thing that the Yankees did. And there's nothing we can do now because they got him, you know, they traded for him. But I would lose a little respect to the Yankees and Brian Cashman for signing this guy.
Yes. That's a good point you made. Yes. Again, he wasn't accused. He wasn't arrested. Okay, he doesn't admit he shot the gun off in his garage. But you're right, buddy. He was not and glad you cleared me up on the facts. Always, that's good about you. You're always on top of it. But I respect that then. You're right. But he has not been charged. It's been two conflicting stories. Nothing's come out as far as that. So I think you're being consistent on that one, brother. I think you're being consistent.
Yeah, I believe these guys are beating women or raping women or whatever they're doing. There's no place for that in sports or in the world. And you take they should be, me personally,
yeah,
shouldn't be able to play that sport. They want to go get a job somewhere else. But I believe there's no place. There's no place for hitting, beating a woman or a child or anything like that.
You're being consistent, brother. Okay, I think I agree with you there. Again, he has not been charged. But I tend to believe these stories a lot of times. But these women sometimes also, they get involved with these guys. They get jealous. She was jealous about something on his phone. Whatever the case might be, you don't hit a woman. That's clear. But you're being consistent there, brother. I'll give you that. All right, brother. Let's talk about the Giants. And, Frank, you did a terrible job. I love the coach of Pittsburgh Steelers. He's my favorite. But if you look back, I was watching ESPN. He has a history of losing some of these games to teams he shouldn't be losing to, okay? And that was a terrible job for the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. That's a terrible job for the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. I know it's a divisional game. You're playing Baltimore. Throw the records out. That's a game you got to win. You lose to Mallett? Ryan Mallett? Terrible job, Frank. Thanks for getting the Jets in because the Jets are going in. Let's talk about our Giants, brother. I'm all over the map with this Tom Coughlin thing. I mean, when they're losing, I'm yelling on the phone with you. Get rid of him. Brother, tell me they're going to get rid of this guy. I mean, I'm screaming and yelling. And then I look at it just in a rational way, and I think it isn't really Coughlin. Yeah, some of this stuff is Coughlin. But the team he'd been given by Jerry Reese, I don't even know half these guys in the roster, some of these guys. Okay, they're terrible. The defense is atrocious. And I don't know if it's Tom Coughlin. I mean, who are you going to bring in? I like the stability of the Giants. The Pittsburgh does the same thing. They've got about 2-3 head coaches in the last 20, 30 years. So I don't know if I want Coughlin to go now, brother. I'm a little sad that this might be it for Tom Coughlin tomorrow, brother. What you think?
You know I was always in Tom Coughlin's corner. I mean, I'm not just saying that. You know that even when they were losing games, I was all, you know, in the beginning before the Super Bowl wins or whatever, I always liked Tom Coughlin. This year, you know, I was ranting and raving a lot about, you know, this, let the coaches go, because of the losses that we got. But if I have to be realistic, I have to really look at the picture of this. This has to be one of the worst teams ever put together, and it has to go to the general manager, Jerry Reese. Okay, Jerry Reese. To me, yeah, I told you I want Tom Coughlin back. I don't, you know, people say, well, he's old, but they don't understand Tom Coughlin. He's in there at 5 in the morning. He does his exercise. He's sharp. He was under so much damn pressure, you didn't even recognize Tom Coughlin this year with the mistakes that were being made, but only because of the terrible, terrible team that was put together by Jerry Reese. I don't want to change. I keep it the same. I mean, what are the odds that this is going to happen again where, five games you're going to lose or six games you're going to lose at the end? Okay, it's still a division that could be won next year, and I don't think the same, you're not going to lose the same games like they did this year. So I was kind of disappointed in the way he handled the Beckham situation, but only because he was under pressure. It was bad the way he did the Jets without going to field goal, but once again, it was because of the terrible defense that he knew, and he knew he had to go for the win. So it's not all on Tom Coughlin. He has made a lot of mistakes this year, don't get me wrong, more than he's ever done before. But the man that's got to go, the man who put this team together, Jerry Reese, he's the problem.
I agree, but I'm just afraid, I think John Mara, his father handpicked Coughlin. They love him. The Mara family loves him. He's a co-owner with Tisch, but Tisch is not a fan of Tom Coughlin, and I think they made a little bit of a deal. I think, again, I'm not there, and no one else is there. I think that Tisch agreed last year that he'll sign on for Coughlin again, but with the condition that they make the playoffs. I don't know if Morrow can do it again. I don't know. I'm hoping that they don't make a change. And I like the consistency. And who else? You made a good point off the air. Who else are they going to bring in? Who are they going to bring in? I don't want Peyton. His defenses are too notoriously horrible year after year. I don't care who he had. Rob, the guy from the coach of the Jets, his brother, whatever his name is. What is his name? Rob something.
Rob Ryan.
He's had the terrible defenses there. Anyway, I don't want him. And what are you going to do with Eli Manning? I mean, I know he's an intelligent guy. He's going to be 35 years old. What are you going to bring a whole new coaching staff again? I mean, I don't go for it. I think we're going to hear. I don't think we're going to get it, brother.
But to let you know, is the word is that it's 99% sure that Coughlin is going. So
that's the word, 99%?
99% Coughlin.
That's what your sources tell. I know you got a lot of back channels there. So your source is saying 99% chance he's gone.
Yeah, my phone's been ringing this whole week. My phone's been ringing, I mean, and through the sources that I got, I mean, they're in the office of the New York Giants, and they've told me that it doesn't look good for Tom Coughlin. It doesn't look good at all.
I agree, too. If you read the papers, they don't know everything, but last year you got the sense when you read the papers, and they got their own source, like you got your sources, that, that they were leaning towards staying. Now it's like, the Giant fans should be clapping. They should be giving him, a standing ovation. And you could just see the handwriting on the wall. Again, I don't think Mara wants to make this, but I think he made a deal. I think he's going to stick to that deal. And I think Coughlin's got to go. And it's going to be a sad day. I love Tom Coughlin.
Just to let you know, when you were talking about sauces, Billy, on Christmas Day, he made a sauce with the Abouk that was delicious. Now, that was a delicious sauce. So all the sauces that day were fantastic. But, I mean, Billy really did a great job on that Christmas Eve dinner. And I want to say everybody who made stuff, Debbie, who made the chicken cutlets, and Jason with the fish salad and everything, Aunt Sarah chipped in and everything. I mean, it was what a delicious dinner we had that day on Christmas Eve.
I tell you, brother, you should get the award for the way you moved into that story, because the way I say sauce, you got sauce into the sauce, and you made it into sauce instead of like a sauce of a scoop. You made it into the meal sauce, not the sauce of a scoop. That was great the way you segued into that. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's
I mean, we're talking sauces here, right? So, I mean, I had to bring that up, too.
I know. I tell you, I was talking about sauce, of the behind-the-scenes sauce, and you segued right into the sauce of the Christmas Eve sauce. You didn't blink an eye. It was so smooth. That was smooth the way you just moved into that. Fantastic jump.
I'd like to know something. How does anybody can understand the English language? You with the sauces and the sauce. I mean, the words are all confusing. It's amazing how anybody can pick up this language.
Well, I think it doesn't help also my accent, but you're right. You got there, two. How many different ways you can spell two? You can say there.
I mean, you got a word.
It's over there.
Hey, you got a word no that starts with a K.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's the English language crazy. All right, let's move along here. Time moving. 619-393-6728. Brother, let's go quick here. We got about, we got a good 10 minutes, but the top stories of 2015. Let's talk about some top stories and what we expect for 2016. What do you got for 2015? What do you think the top three, or you want to give me one at a time of 2015?
Well, there were so many, of course. I mean, in the sports world, we can talk about finally a guy in sports got arrested and convicted, Aaron Hernandez, in the brutal killing of a friend of his. I would imagine that would be one in the sports world. And, I mean, you had, I guess you can put these two together, but you had the two attacks in Paris, one to the, you know, that, I guess, magazine or newspaper building, and then, of course, the horrific killings not too long ago in the Paris attacks.
Yeah, but I think those are stories. I was going to put the Paris attack and the San Bernardino attack as a big story, obviously, of 2015. You know, the rise of ISIS, that outbreak president said was contained. What's that, brother?
Yeah, okay. I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing.
Yeah, ISIS, you know, and our great president said ISIS is contained, you know, the great president that we have there. You know, we nothing need to worry. Now he wants to come after our guns. On Monday, I don't know where I'm going to that one. You know, you're going to take executive action. There's the only president I know that can't work with a bipartisan. You got Reagan and the Democrats in there with Tip O'Neill. You have Clinton, who worked with Newt Gingrich with the Republicans. George W. the first Bush had a Democratic Congress, and he got stuff done. Okay, even the second George W. with the George Bush. There's the only president I know that can't get anything, no bipartisan stuff go through. Anyway, that's a big story, terrorist. And I think the rise of Donald Trump for me in 2000, I didn't see this coming. And I'm not saying I'm a political junkie, but I follow politics. I did not see the havoc that Donald Trump would cause when he announced his presidency back in, I think it was June or July, but I didn't see that one coming.
No, I didn't see that one coming either. You know, you're more political than I am, but you're absolutely right. And I think the year of 2015, the top stories of all pretty much violence. I mean,
yes,
you had the
unfortunately,
right? Fortunately, you had the conviction of the Boston Marathon guy. You had, you know, a few other stories where cops are killing, you know, or stuff like that. The Charleston church shootings. Then, but the one that another major story that broke out was the prison break in New York. But it's all these stories that you read. The top stories are pretty all about violence.
Unfortunately, that's true. And, brother, this may not be a top story of 2015, but you hear about this kid. He was 16 at the time in Texas, drinking and driving. He killed four people while drinking and driving, okay?
Oh, yeah.
16. Okay, and the defense uses this affluenza defense, which means he was brought up in such affluence, at such a wealth in the family, they didn't teach him right from wrong. And all he got was probation. No jail time for this kid, not even juvie. And he had to stay away from alcohol and blah, 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 blah. And then a video surfaced of him allegedly drinking alcohol. So he ran with his mother to Mexico, okay? And they finally picked him up after he ordered a Domino's pizza out there. What the hell are you ordering? Domino's in Mexico, okay? What the hell are you doing there? And now the mother got arrested. And now he's fighting to come back to this. He doesn't want to come back here. But the most they can give him is 120 days jail time. It's the most he can give a violent. Have you ever heard of something called affluenza disease?
When I first heard about that story, I thought he actually had a disease and they couldn't convict him, you know, like a brain disease that did something to him. You know what I mean? I think this is like the odd news. If you ever read this thing, I never heard of such a thing as that because he's a wealth and they didn't teach him right that he can get off. I mean, it's just mind-blowing the laws that we have in this country. I mean, it could go the other way, too. What happens if somebody's brought up really bad? Could they use that and say, hey, listen, I was brought up bad. That's why I did it. You know?
Unbelievable.
No, I can't use that excuse. I could use this excuse. It drives me crazy.
It drives you crazy. And then this mother now, she got arrested. She could face up to 10 years now. She can get more time, which won't happen, but she can get more time for allegedly, you know, harboring a minor than he could get. Now, he's fighting to stay in Mexico. I think keep him over there then. If you want to stay in Mexico, stay in Mexico then. He doesn't want to come back over here. We don't need him over here. But you killed four people. I did that, done. I'm done. You're only going to hear from me again. It's just amazing how some of the laws, like you said, are just ridiculous. But we're getting down. What are you expecting in 2016, brother? Any stories you're expecting in 2016?
Well, I'm going to go into the sports world, and I'm going to hope that finally, since 1994, that the Rangers can get their act together and win the Stanley Cup. That's what I'm hoping for. And, of course, you know, I'm also hoping that the whole family has health and we have a good 2016 to everybody, you know, even the friends and everybody. We'll have a healthy 2016.
Yeah, brother, I'm going to piggyback off that with you. I mean, the Rangers are one team that I have hopes for. They're frustrating. You got to admit, though, brother, this time I have not jumped the bandwagon like I normally do and scream. I've been staying with them through the streak. They finally beat Tampa Bay the other day. So I'm looking for the Rangers to win, and I'm going back to politics again. I'm hoping, I'm praying. People go out and vote, okay? We cannot let Hillary Clinton become president of the United States, okay? It's got to either be Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. Those are the two people. We cannot. So I'm looking for somebody other than Hillary Clinton, not Bernie Sanders either, winning the presidency, because we can't do four more years of this crap. We just cannot do it. That's what I'm looking for, brother, those two things.
Yeah, I'm just glad you didn't say Bush. We can't have another Bush either. I mean, enough with this families.
Enough. Yeah. No more Bushes, no more Clinton. You got to tell me the United States of America, millions of people. You know, these people, the only two you can get in there? I mean, come on. I mean, how about Bill Cosby? Look, Bill Cosby, they're going to prosecute him. Yeah, but what about Bill Clinton? He should be in jail, too. I mean, this guy here, and I love Donald Trump. If she wants to play the race card, let me just say this real quick. When Donald Trump was building Trump Tower in 1980, the largest building construction at the time, he put a woman in charge of his construction. He's not anti-woman. So if she wants to bring that up, Bill Clinton's fair game with his freaking cigar, putting in the P-U-S-S-Y, okay, in the White House. That's all fair game. Jennifer Flowers, it's all fair game.
He might not know what the hell most of what he's doing, but we do. I'm telling you, it would be something to see Donald Trump in the White House, and I mean everybody be on their toes. I tell you that much. There'd be nobody going to the ranch to vacation or driving cars with Seinfeld.
No.
Driving in cars with coffee or going on. Survival things with Bear Grylls. I mean, we're in the middle of a crisis, and they're going out and playing games. You know what I mean? Let's go, people. Let's go back to work.
I know,
let's solve our problems.
And that's the thing with Trump, because say what you want, he doesn't know this issue. The guy will put smart people around him. Wherever he's been successful. He don't have to know every issue. He'll get people around him, then he'll do it. I'll give credit to George W. Bush. I wasn't a big fan of the last Bush. But when the Iraq war was going on, there was people in harm's way. The man refused to play golf, okay? He said it was a bad precedent. This president could care less. We got a guy who gets beheaded right on television, right? We got Jihad Bob, whatever that guy's name is. He cut the head off of the guy. He comes out and 7 minutes later, he's on the golf course. Brother, we got 90 seconds. Last word.
I want to thank everybody who tuned in today, and I appreciate it. Hopefully you keep with us for this 2016. Everybody have a healthy new year. Brother, great job. Adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take it easy.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody. Have a good new year out there. We're off next week, but then we'll be back the week after. We have five Saturdays, so we're not missing any shows. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Frank, happy new year, Mom. I think Camille's on there. Happy new year out there. And everybody join us for an exciting new year. Make it a good one. So for GG, this is MG. Good night, America.
About the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning, something is missing from my experience. I've been living, life's been a hotel.